Well, I came to Brussels because I passed an open competition to work at the European Commission, and that was in 1979. I suppose you've had the first generation of British officials who were coming into the Commission, and many of them were, I suppose, what you would call committed Europeans. I mean, people who saw themselves as having a calling. When the referendum came along, there's always this difficulty about how to react to something like this, because it was such a momentous event. And despite the fact that I had begun to get prepared for it during the night when I saw the results coming in, of course, the next morning it was still an enormous shock. And I started putting a few verses down about Brexit. This started on taking on a life of its own. It took me about 7 or 8 months to complete it. And as I say, the idea was really just to try and, I don't know, to try and make some sense of it from my point of view. I hope it's not entirely stream of consciousness, shall we say, but it seems to me to be, it's just an attempt, I suppose, really, to try and describe situations that I see, particularly the sort of what I think are the menacing elements of Brexit, the sort of tyranny of the majority, you know, people who say, well, you can't go against the 52% because this makes you an enemy of the people or a saboteur or something like this. Those kind of things, I think, are really, they were a bit concerning to me. But the book itself, I think the only way to find out what's in it really is to read it, and to, it's not going to be to everybody's taste, I'm sure, and some people may give up halfway through and throw it away. But I hope people will find it amusing. There's a certain amount of humour in it, of course, and I hope people enjoy it.